Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. You made it to Friday. That's great news. Dr. Bill's got your forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, been a great start to the morning so far with accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore. From Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fork, no delays downtown from the tunnels from the 65 split heading up northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Get the details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with a few thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
All right, 6:09, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. It's this is Kelly Finley. It's
hey.
Colt Norwig. It's Dr. Bill Williams. It's Kane. And it's you. We're glad to have you along. And I just want to say this. We'll get to the full story here in just a little bit. But what was it like last night at the Zuckerberg house?
Oh,
Mark Zuckerberg shows up at the house and says, "Well, it's really bad for our company. We're going to have to do some things." Do you think they said we're going to cut cable? We got to do some things to get our bills in line around here. He lost how many billions of dollars.
Well, I know he lost $15 billion initially.
That's right.
When Facebook first dropped. Mm-hmm. But no telling now how far down Zuckerberg is.
That only leaves him with $34
billion. No, man. We feel bad for him. Not really. But when you mess with people's security and privacy, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's also the herd effect. Once some of the herd starts running and selling yesterday, mm-hmm. then everybody starts running and selling yesterday. And we only get into the story some with the Facebook loss. It just to me, I was wondering, did Mark Zuckerberg walk in and do like, we're going to have to really get on a budget here, honey. We only have $34 billion left. I lost a lot of money today, and I don't know how we're going to make ends meet. Mm. Do you think I can get a second job in the evenings or something like that?
It's real hard to throw him a pity party.
At $34 billion, I mean, really, it's at $34 billion.
Zuckerberg just standing next to the thermostat. Why are we at, why is it at 70 right now? We can at least take this up to 75.
He walks in, he says, we're cutting out the premium channels on cable. We're putting the dang thermostat to 82. I only have $34 billion left, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. 612, FM Talk 106.5. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Hey, TGIF, gentlemen.
Absolutely, you're Zuckerberg. Well, missed you, too. Welcome
back. Thank you. Tell you more about that throughout the show, but as we get closer to back to school, every parent can understand why I haven't been here. Okay. So what a difference a day makes. Senator Doug Jones recently criticized President Trump's plan to implement tariffs on foreign-made vehicles, trucks, and auto parts as, quote, the worst. Well, now he's teaming up with Republican Senator Lamar Alexander from Tennessee on a bill which would delay the tariffs by prompting a study on the entire auto industry. Senator Doug Jones says that, quote, his tariffs are not leading to more manufacturing jobs in Alabama. Instead, they have manufactured a crisis that threatens to permanently harm our businesses and our farms. So Senator Jones says that 500,000 Alabama jobs, or which breaks down to one in four jobs here in the state, are tied to global trade. Those jobs are needlessly at risk today. Needlessly. How about those extra assistlessly? So it's a big deal because we know we always talk about jobs, especially if we have new places hiring or if we lose jobs. So this is something that, of course, the state is keeping an eye on. The senator goes on to say, Sean and Dalton, I believe these tariffs are bad for Alabama and bad for America. Guess who loves the state of Alabama?
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Oh, there's somebody else?
There's somebody else. Right. His name, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy?
Not the name I expected you to say.
I knew it. I had to grab your attention because I know we're busy in the morning.
Do tell.
Okay, so he recently visited space camp. Okay, so he has...
the original space cadet, Ozzy Osbourne.
He has a show on A&E called Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. And so in the highlights, he says, I'm dressed up like a Thanksgiving turkey. While he's suspended midair and wearing a spacesuit. He also talks about how it was a childhood dream of his son Jack's to be, you know, visiting a space camp. Of course, that's in Huntsville. Uh-huh. They filmed their episode March 30th. His daughter and granddaughter were also there as well. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour is in its third season. I did not know this.
Nor did I. Nor did I.
I never knew there was a reboot.
Right,
I didn't know
there was a first season.
Now, keep in mind, he's learned how to make pistachios in New Mexico. He's attended explosion school in Missouri and has visited a record-pressing plant and drag show brunch in Nashville.
That seems a perfect place for him.
So Black Sabbath was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, but Osbourne has yet to be inducted as a solo artist. This may help him. Quote, I'm dressed up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
There you go. That'll get you in.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You just do this story for your husband. You know, your husband's a pretty big Black Sabbath fan. You know that? Did you know that?
Listen, we have two separate careers.
I know, but we just talk rock and roll. I'm just
because you guys are brothers from another mother. All right, between the two of you.
All right. 615 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shop maintains the highest standards in our work and who we employ. We're currently looking for the best body technicians and auto damage estimators. Could that be you? Apply today at any of Professional Collision's 7 locations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Last night, people who live near the proposed site of the on-campus stadium at the University of South Alabama turned out for a community meeting. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson and school officials were there to talk about the impact on traffic and other concerns. Many in the Hillsdale community believe that ultimately they'll lose their homes for new roads to the stadium or for parking.
That somehow someone would come in and buy the property up, and the people will no longer own their home.
Deputies are looking for a couple of shoplifters who took a large amount of school supplies from a Dollar General store in Mobile County. It happened July 10th at the Dollar General on Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Surveillance video shows two women took their time in the store gathering backpacks, lunchboxes, and baby products. And once they were loaded up, they ran out of the store to a silver Honda, which had stolen tags. Northwest Florida Airport is operational again after a hard landing shut it down for 3 hours yesterday.
A twin-engine plane was trying to land at Bob Sykes Airport in Crestview when part of the landing gear failed. The plane slid on the runway and had to be towed away. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Earlier this year, Phil Savage announced that he was leaving as the Senior Bowl Executive Director and as the University of Alabama's football radio color commentator to become the general manager of a team in the startup Alliance of American Football League. Yesterday, Crimson Tide announced who will sit next to Eli Gold this fall as Savage's replacement on the radio team. It appears the winner, former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson, will take over. Yeah, he's going to be the new color commentator. Also, former Crimson Tide safety Rashad Johnson will be the new sideline reporter. Savage had held the role as Eli Gold's radio partner from 2009 through last season after taking over for Kenny Stabler, Bama's first game of the season on September the 1st in Orlando against the Louisville Cardinals. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Mississippi Braves 10-1 for their second win in a row. Alex Klonowski started at pitcher for Mobile, picked up his sixth win of the season. Brennan Lund had three RBI for the Bay Bears, while Jose Rojas scored twice. Tonight, the final game of the five-game road series. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Mobile back at home to begin a five-game series at home against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Bay Bears will be in Mobile through the rest of this season and next season before they transplant to Madison, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville. Yesterday, Ballcore LLC announced 10 finalists for the baseball team's new name when they moved to Northern Alabama. They've had fans nominating names for weeks. And here are the top 10. Don't save your comments. Let me hear them as you hear the names. Okay. Army Ants. That's one.
That sounds itchy.
The Army Ants.
Because Redstone Arsenal so
right.
close.
Right.
Comet Jockeys. That's the
that
second
really
one
That really sounds itchy.
Yes, it does.
Have you been suffering from Comet Jockey?
Well, if you're suffering from Comet Jockey, you really don't want to suffer from this. Glowworms, the third name on the
so
list.
Cute. They have like all nighttime games.
Oh, I can see that. Maybe some glowworms
because of glowworms in the
back
cave,
in the day?
Well, in the caves up there or the breakdancing move?
Because of the caves.
Yeah,
you're
they're
correct.
Like cathedral caverns and the glowworms in
so
there, which
smart.
Are really cool.
Lunar ticks, moon possums.
Okay.
Moon possums.
Which is like Widespread Panic's third album. It's fantastic.
But when you start saying that, you think they're going to say moon pies, but you went possum.
Oh,
on
so
this.
That would be extra dirty. They
right.
take the team from Mobile.
Exactly.
And then name them the moon
extra,
possums.
Extra dirty.
This one's the worst or best. I don't know. Puffy head bird legs. The Madison puffy head bird legs, they say.
That's like the Bodie McBoat face of this.
Yeah. Oh. They say it's lingo coined by our astronauts, of course, being up there near Rocket City, for body fluid moving from feet to head in outer space due to the lack of gravity. Puffy head bird legs.
Yeah, I'd love to tell people that before, to try to explain that before every game.
Right? That sounds yeah. like you need some sort of vaccination.
All of these do. It's starting to.
They kind of.
That,
there's
that
a theme.
One right there, yeah.
Space chimps, space sloths. Here's my favorite. Thunder sharks.
Yeah.
Thunder sharks.
Thunder sharks.
I think this will be the winner. Trash pandas. That's number 10. Trash pandas. That's slang for raccoon.
Trash
you were shocked, but I've never heard that.
Me neither.
I hadn't heard it. I thought that you would have heard of it, Sean.
I know. I thought that I was embarrassed I didn't, but I.
But that's the type of name that a child will get in trouble for saying that they want to go see some trash pandas.
Yeah, they would.
You watch your mouth.
And really quickly on the PGA Tour, Robert Garrigus. one-stroke lead at 9-under par on Thursday when play in the RBC Canadian Open was suspended because of dangerous weather. Garrigus made five straight birdies on holes 2 through 6. He birdied four of the last six holes. Three of those were par fives. Right now, PGA Tour rookie Adam Schenck, second at 8-under par. They'll resume round one and begin round two today. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I mentioned that Zuckerberg lost $15 billion yesterday. Definitely mentioned that.
He's feeling like a real trash panda right now.
Ooh.
Like Dalton said, I mean, picture he walks in and said, raise that thermostat, please, and we're cutting out the premium channels.
Yard sale.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with a few thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We do have a new accident with injuries and entrapment. Just happened a few minutes ago. Fire Department heading there at Ziegler Boulevard and Middle Ring Road. The roadway is blocked off. Be careful. No other delays now across the Bayway or the Causeway. Looking good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
623 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and it is a Friday. Glad you're here. Kelly is back.
Yeah.
And got our headlines too.
Hi.
Hey.
Missed you.
Hey, well, we missed you too. And it's like we hadn't seen you in a week.
I know. Last time I saw you, we were celebrating our Nappies Awards.
It's been a week.
Winning week, yes.
That's right. It was and a heck of a party to boot.
Right. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. After 16 years, the Nappies now can drive on their own. They can get themselves to school.
Kudos to Rob Holbert and Ashley Trice.
Yes.
Okay, your headlines this morning. The president of the NRA and former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, he is coming to town. He'll be a featured speaker at an annual fundraising gala. This will be for the Baldwin County Drug Court Foundation, September the 11th. So the 9th annual Remember You Can Make a Difference fundraiser will take place 6 to 8 p.m. at the Daphne Civic Center. So the program taking a closer look at the drug court's treatment approach, community outreach, and emphasis on drug education in Baldwin County schools. If you'll recall this, Oliver North, he was last here in Mobile 2014 when he spoke at the University of Mobile's annual leadership banquet. He, of course, is a very decorated former lieutenant colonel with the Marine Corps. Of course, he made headlines and was a very central figure in the Iran-Contra scandal, as we remember. But he is now the new president of the NRA. He was announced back in May. And so tickets are $100. If you'd like more information, go to BaldwinDrugCourt.com. Let's talk about some health this morning, as Mobile County Health Department They are confirming they're investigating their first 2018 case of Vibrio vulnificus, a bacterial infection which can cause a condition, which is a flesh-eating disease. That's the easiest way to help you understand the seriousness of this. So they say that the victim was first exposed to the infection in the Mobile River, but they're not giving much details because, of course, for HIPAA laws, citing the patient's privacy rights. But Vibrio vulnificus is a naturally occurring bacteria in coastal waters, and more than 70 species exist. I did not know that. I know you're very familiar with the water. That's your middle name, Sean, but... stats like this.
I didn't know there were that many kinds. I just knew there was Vibrio.
Really?
I didn't know there was different flavors. Oh, and also when I hear Vibrio vulnificus, I think, which Roman emperor was that?
Right. See, I think Harry Potter spell when I hear that.
That too, yeah.
So they rise during warm weather months, and so does the risk of infections, which can be life-threatening. Up to 80,000 people a year become sick with this Vibrio, as they shorten it.
The Vib.
It's kind of akin to food poisoning. So Centers for Disease Control, making sure that you know these numbers. And, of course, Mobile County Health Department, they're continuing to update the situation. They do have a great website. You can check that out. In 2017, 7 cases of Vibrio infection were reported. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, the part of this story that had me wondering yesterday, and we talked about it some on the midday show, was the fact that they didn't tell us who had it, but they said contracted in the Mobile River. Well, right. The Mobile River stretches from right there at the foot of downtown by McDuffie Cold Terminal. If you want to take it to its terminus there, McDuffie Cold Terminal, and there where the burn ships are at Little Sand Island, the whole way up to Davenger Strait, which is a section where the Alabama and Tom Bigby rivers come together and start the Mobile.
That confluence.
That's all the Mobile River.
Mm-hmm.
When you just say the Mobile River...
But they're keeping it vague like that.
But I understand for HIPAA laws, keeping it vague for the person. But it is important because Vibrio is a creature of brackish water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hypersaline water doesn't have it. Fresh water doesn't have it.
Right.
It's in brackish. So, where in the river... I mean, that tells something. I mean, it was way south or way up. We'll talk about it when we get back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Family and friends will gather tonight for a prayer vigil for Daniela Vianne, who disappeared in Mobile last week. Her mother, who lives more than 800 miles away, says she remains hopeful but realistic.
Daniela is a strong, independent woman. If anyone can find their way home, she will.
Vianne disappeared more than a week ago. She was last seen at a Shell gas station on Government Boulevard near I-65. The investigation is in the hands of the Mobile Police Homicide Unit. The Florida Highway Patrol is looking for a hit-and-run driver. It happened about 9 o'clock last night west of Pensacola on Gulf Beach Highway at Atlanta Avenue. Troopers say Shannon Stoltz of Pensacola was hit from behind as she walked on the side of the road. She was taken to Baptist Hospital, listed in serious condition. She was not able to give troopers a description of the vehicle. Mobile police are investigating a shooting on Clubhouse Road. Police say a man was shot in the leg at a gas station at the corner of Clubhouse Road and Riverside Drive at about 10:20. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. Mobile police have not released any information about a suspect. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fishermen had their rodeo, and rodeo fans had their fun and fill of live music. But on Dauphin Island, the fun is not over yet. White sandy beaches, the Gulf, the Bird Sanctuary, the Estuarium, historic Fort Gaines. Island visitors and the wonderful folk of Dauphin Island are still enjoying summer days. Don't forget free movies on West End Beach, Finding Nemo on Thursday, and Sing Friday evening. Plus, Yo Jonesy and the Crown Jewels in concert Sunday evening. All this and more on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
The United Nations Command says the 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea overnight will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at Onsen Air Base in South Korea. Correspondent Alexandra Field is there.
U.S. officials were not certain it would happen till essentially the last minute. It really wasn't certain until those boxes were loaded onto the plane, and then those boxes finally made their way here, filled with those remains.
The remains will be transferred to Hawaii next week for possible identification. 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing in Korea, with 5,300 in the north. A federal judge in New York is allowing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to proceed. The lawsuit could block the addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. A day after historic losses in stock value for Facebook, Twitter is plunging. Twitter says it lost 1 million users by purging fake accounts, causing its stock to drop 15% in pre-market trading. The Nasdaq still seems poised to open slightly higher this morning, however. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. BP has agreed to buy U.S. shale oil and gas assets from global miner BHP Billiton for $10.5 billion, expanding the British oil company's footprint in oil-rich onshore basins in its biggest deal in nearly 20 years. The acquisition marks a big turning point for BP since the Deepwater Horizon rig disaster in the Gulf in 2010, for which the company is still paying off more than $65 billion in penalties and cleanup costs. Spooked by the threat of a global trade war, U.S. investors withdrew nearly $10 billion from international stock funds last month. Morningstar notes that the last time that much money left the group was 2008, when the global economy was in the throes of the recession. Despite a White House campaign to end direct U.S. payments for the International Space Station by 2025, bipartisan opposition to the proposal is growing on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is leading the drive to continue such financial support through 2030. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We made it. Believe it or not, we've made it to Friday. We have, this week, we've talked about it several times, but that drier air, that made it tolerable to be in the 90s. More of that, please.
Well, I'll fix that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty hot weekend, and we're going to see a gradual increase in the humidity, especially as we get into Sunday. And then next week, we've got quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's going to keep the temperature down a bit. But today is going to be a hot day all across the Gulf Coast, around 95 degrees today with a heat index of, 106 to 108.
Oh.
And we should have mostly sunny skies, and then a few thunderstorms will develop this afternoon. Now tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, although tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and again up to around 95 degrees, with that heat index ranging from 106 to 108. As for Sunday, partly cloudy skies, again some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and looks like we'll be up in the mid-90s, around 95 degrees. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama. Of course, we'll slow down and stall. Going to have some good good support in the upper atmosphere to create thunderstorms. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the low 90s Monday, but only the upper 80s Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? We talked about yesterday a cooler-than-normal Atlantic affecting things so far.
Yeah, it's keeping anything from developing out there, and this is the time of the year now we start to see that. Right now, just some scattered thunderstorms off the African coast, nothing developing there, and then some clusters of thunderstorms just south of Cuba, but no development in any of those areas, so we're looking good at the moment.
I want to repeat this. If people didn't catch it yesterday, I thought just so fascinating that the amount of temperature that maybe that the Atlantic's cooler by how many degrees, you said, the normal, like three and a half?
Yeah,
something
just a few degrees.
And that makes all the difference.
And normally hurricanes do form and temperatures get up around 80 degrees, sea level temperatures. That seems to be about the level that is needed for an active area. And out in the eastern Atlantic, it just takes a while for it to warm up, just to several degrees. But it'll warm up to about 80, and then we expect to see development. But right now, they're staying water temperatures are on the cool side.
It really is neat to think about a 3-degree temperature difference in the distant Atlantic affecting what could or could not happen back here in the U.S. I think it's really neat to put all that into perspective. I appreciate it.
Of course, the Gulf of Mexico, we don't have to worry about it warming up because it's plenty warm. And just because those temperatures are warm doesn't mean you're going to have a hurricane or tropical storm. Those storms have to have support in the upper atmosphere for them to work and intensify. So water temperature is just one part of it.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you for the continuing education you've been giving me for over a decade. I appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and all hurricane season long, a man with a PhD in tropical weather. That's why you, number one, get an education on how the storms work, and he's also a person that the weather guys and weather gals turn to when they're
right.
getting ready to put together their forecast. So he has it first, and then they go to him. By the way, thank you. A couple texts here about this, but I appreciate you, John. John suggested as well, possibly Mark Zuckerberg, you know, with his loss yesterday, which, by the way, I mean, I'm making somewhat light of it, but we're talking about, for investors, a stock bloodbath. But it's only a bloodbath if you sell.
They're in a hurt locker.
Yes, and yes, did I get gigged yesterday too? Yes, I have some of the Facebooks, as people call it. But the biggest one-day loss for a stock in history. But John suggesting on the text line, not only did Zuckerberg probably come in last night, raise the thermostat there at the house, and not only did he probably say, we're cutting out the premium channels on our cable package.
You think he's buying generic brands when it comes to...
That's exactly what John said, probably there at the office. Sorry, guys, no more premium roast, only house blend in the break room now.
And reuse that coffee filter.
No more Dr. Pepper, it's now Dr. Thunder. And no more Mountain Dew, we're going Mountain Lightning, everybody.
Seriously, if Saturday Night Live does not do a bit that has Zuckerberg coming home or coming to the office and, like, you know, say, don't throw that paperclip out. I'm only worth $34 billion now. I don't know how we're going to make ends meet.
It appears at least he's found his punching bag. It looks like Facebook has banned InfoWars founder Alex Jones for 30 days now. So maybe that's what he's doing. He's taking his anger out on Alex Jones.
But until such time, he's going to separate the ply on the TP.
That'll be our sidebar this morning. If you could figure out what they're going to do around Facebook headquarters or at the Zuckerberg house to make ends meet after yesterday's big loss in the market, you can let us know. Text line 343-0106. We'll check traffic next.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. An Auburn sports partnership will let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065, extension 15, or just email bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident involving entrapment at Ziegler Boulevard and Middle Ring Road. Officers are there, fire department on the scene. Beyond that, a pretty good start so far from Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt and 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays there. Also across the Bayway heading over towards the Eastern Shore. Car Doctors moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands, electric and gas. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
643 FM Talk 106.5 in an unconfirmed news story that I probably just made up.
Why?
Looks like possibly there's a GoFundMe site set up for Mark Zuckerberg.
Help him out, people.
Raise some money for Zuckerberg.
Oh, my goodness. While he's cutting coupons?
Yeah, $34 billion, which I think that's what he has left. It just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Man.
It's tough times. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yeah, lottery winners are trying to console him.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Tough times.
Right. All right, it's 6:43 on your Friday morning. Bring on the LCSs, my friends. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a defense spending bill, which includes three littoral combat ship contracts for 2019. Of course, our shipbuilder here in the Port City, Austal USA, is based in Mobile, so that's exciting news. The House voted 359-54 on Thursday to approve a conference version of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019. You'll recall, because I brought you this story back in May, the House passed a draft which included three new LCS contracts, but in June, the Senate passed a version only funding one. Representative Bradley Byrne, he is a member of the House Senate Conference Committee, and as we know, he is prominent with his backing of the LCS program. He says he was pleased by the House approval and that the process so far has been, quote, a textbook example of how Congress should work. And he goes on to say, we will never get to the 355-ship Navy fleet that we need, and President Trump wants without supporting the LCS program this year. Now, before we celebrate too much, speaking of the president, the measure must still be approved by the Senate and then signed by the president. The military publication Stars and Stripes, they, though, are staying optimistic, saying, quote, at this pace, the defense bill could see passage ahead of the start of the next fiscal year on October 1, the first one-time passage of the NDAA in about 20 years. And if you're wondering when we're crunching numbers, Sean, $1.56 billion, that's the total money allocated for the three LCS contracts.
Cha-ching. Yes. So, Mark Zuckerberg could buy how many?
I don't know. He's being a little tight with his money right now. And then there's this, staying in the water. We're talking oyster harvesting. Waters recently closed July the 20th, have since reopened. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says that was effective as of 10 a.m. on Thursday. They closed Area 2 of Mobile Bay Area waters due to water sampling testing that showed unacceptable levels of bacteria. So Area 2 covers Portersville Bay, mm-hmm. which is south of Coden, mm-hmm. And it lies on the north side of the Mississippi Sound, opposite Dolphin Island.
Yeah, it's got West Fowl River comes in one side, mm-hmm. and the Bayou and Coden come in from the north.
Okay. I knew you would add texture to my story. The July 20th closure did not impact any waters inside Mobile Bay itself, but just wanted to keep you posted because we're trying to get those last few days of fun in before it's back to school. Mm-hmm. I want to keep you and your family safe. If you'd like more information, you can hop online and go to the Alabama Department of Public Health website. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Next time we chit-chat, I'm going to tell you my favorite quote of the week.
Of the week?
Yes, this is so good. I'll just tell it to you now, and then I'll fill it in a little bit later. I'm from Alabama. I'm not rude. That's my favorite quote.
Yeah, there's more to that story too. Since the two reporters that have been back and forth in this story, in mm-hmm. other words, the one you're going to mention, mm-hmm. and the one that's been featured from 2012 uh-huh. by getting called out by Barack Obama, mm-hmm. both of those reporters worked for the same publication at one point too.
Well, we're talking nonpartisan when it comes to support of one another.
All right, 647 FM Talk 106.5. I want to point out that. This texter says Facebook is only going to be active once a week. It's actually changing its name to Face Periodical. Geronimo suggests macaroni and cheese broke here.
Dang.
And
like ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles have been mentioned now, too.
No spice.
We're just these are things, if you're just joining the show, these are things we're suggesting maybe that Mark Zuckerberg is doing now that he only has $34 billion left after yesterday's Facebook route for the stock.
Poor guy. Yeah. Poor guy.
And yes, they are cutting all the premium channels on cable.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Last night, people who lived near the proposed site of the on-campus stadium at the University of South Alabama turned out for a community meeting. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson and school officials were there to talk about the impact on traffic and other concerns. Many in the Hillsdale community believe that ultimately they'll lose their homes for new roads to the stadium or for parking.
That somehow someone will come in and buy the property up, and the people will no longer own their home.
Deputies are looking for a couple of shoplifters who took a large amount of school supplies from a Dollar General store in Mobile County. It happened July 10th at the Dollar General on Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Surveillance video shows two women took their time in the store gathering backpacks, lunchboxes, and baby products. And once they were loaded up, they ran out of the store to a silver Honda, which had stolen tags. Northwest Florida Airport is operational again after a hard landing shut it down for 3 hours yesterday. A twin-engine plane was trying to land at Bob Sykes Airport in Crestview when part of the landing gear failed. The plane slid on the runway and had to be towed away. No one was hurt. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ten minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Earlier this year, Phil Savage announced that he was leaving as the Senior Bowl Executive Director and as the University of Alabama's football radio color commentator to become general manager of a team in the startup Alliance of American Football League. Yesterday, the Crimson Tide announced who will sit next to Eli Gold this fall as Savage's replacement, and the winner is former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson.
JPW.
That's right. He'll take over as the new color commentator. And former Crimson Tide safety Rashad Johnson will be the new sideline reporter this season. Savage held the role as Eli Gold's radio partner from 2009 through last season after he took over for Kenny Stabler. Bama's first game this season on September the 1st. They'll be playing in Orlando against the Louisville Cardinals. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears crushed the Mississippi Braves 10-1 for their second win in a row. Alex Klonowski started at pitcher for Mobile and picked up his sixth win of the season. Brendan Lund had three RBI for the Bay Bears, while Jose Rojas scored twice. Tonight's the final game of the five-game road series. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. And tomorrow, Mobile back at home to begin a five-game homestand against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Well, the Bay Bears will be in Mobile for the rest of this season and next season before they take off for Madison, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville. Yesterday, Ballcourt LLC announced 10 finalists for the baseball team's new name once they move to Northern Alabama. They've had fans nominating names for weeks, and we've talked about it on this radio station. If you want a name that actually isn't insane, maybe don't ask the fans for their responses. Right. So here's the top 10. Army Ants, Comet Jockeys, Glowworms, Lunartics, Moon Possums, Puffy Head Bird Legs.
Oh, yeah, that'll get that on the uniform.
They might be the Madison Space Chimps, maybe the Madison Space Sloths. Here's my favorite, the Thunder Sharks, or the Trash Pandas, which is slang for raccoon. They'll probably end up being the Madison Trash Pandas.
Yeah, most likely.
If I had to guess. In Major League News, New York Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge suffered a chip fracture in his right wrist after being hit by a pitch in the first inning of Thursday night's 7-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. He's expected to miss 3 weeks. Manny Machado hit his first home run as a Los Angeles Dodger in an 8-2 win over the Atlanta Braves.
Now Machado with a fly ball to left field. Well hit, on its way, and it's gone. Manny Machado with his first home run as a Dodger.
Philadelphia hit 7 home runs in a 9-4 win over Cincinnati. Washington scored 10 unanswered to beat Miami 10-3. The Chicago Cubs scored 3 in the ninth inning in a 7-6 win over Arizona. New York Mets beat Pittsburgh 12-6. Minnesota got the win over Boston 2-1. And Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident still being cleared with injuries at Ziegler Boulevard and Middle Ring Road. Beyond that, a good start so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore and downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Market in the Park is back for one final time this summer. Tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, hot again with a few thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 654, FM Talk 1065, and Mobile Mornings. By the way, maybe this is of interest to me, and I think a lot of us, and maybe now interest to Mark Zuckerberg out there after yesterday. If he's trying to save some money, like we've been talking about ideas, you know, only having $34 billion left, how he'll save money in his budget. Maybe he can do like I think you should do, and that is consolidate your credit card debt and refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. I mean, it's insane to be paying interest rates at 18, 19, 20% out there when there's an interest rate for those of us with good credit at 5.89% APR with auto pay from LightStream. LightStream offering these credit card consolidation loans. Lower your average credit card rate. Save money every month. Get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Now, LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. So there you go, Zuckerberg. Listen up, LightStream. Save yourself some money there. Helps make ends meet. Looking at some of the other ideas suggested here on how to save money around the Zuckerberg household, yes, or Facebook. We heard Facebook is just going to be on a couple times a week. Now, Facebook will be in black and white and not color.
Facebook will have to bring its own lunch to work.
That's right, yeah. So Ben says instead of lunches at the club every day, he'll be hitting up the dollar menu at McDonald's at least twice a week. And Dalton, he also suggested something about condiments here.
Yeah, he says no more gray Poupon for the Zuckerberg family. It looks like it's French's until further notice.
I don't even know if he gets French's. He gets a store brand mustard.
Do you remember that commercial? Well, how popular that was back in the day? That Great Poupon commercial?
Pardon me.
Every time you'd pull up next to a person.
Pardon me. Right. That's for people our age, Dalton. That's like funny. That, like, we'll roll down our window and ask somebody if they have Great Poupon. A millennial will look at us like, y'all are the strangest people.
Why wouldn't you text them?
He also suggested he would change his name from Zuckerberg to Zuck just to save printer ink and time. What else here? Let's see. Oh, also, yes, he would, instead of taking the stretch Hummer to his 100-foot yacht, he'll be forced to take the Mercedes to his 60-foot sailboat. You're right. It's tough times.
Oh, man, the struggle is real.
When his wife's on the cell phone, please, please tell me you're not using data right now.
Poor Zuckerberg. Only $34 billion left.